Page 13. Online security captures accessibility and advocacy needed from the Lantern March 2009. This article is one in an ongoing series about how structured negotiations have been used to increase the accessibility of information and technology for the blind community. Today's article is about online security measures known as CAPTCHAs, spelled C-A-P-T-C-H-A. What is a CAPTCHA? Have you ever tried to register for something online and been asked to copy visually distorted characters into a box before you can complete your transaction? Those wavy letters and numbers in shaded colors are known as CAPTCHA, an acronym standing for Completely Automated Public Turing Test to Tell Computers and Humans Apart. Designed to protect websites from unwanted hackers and viruses, the devices have become a significant barrier to online accessibility for people who are blind or visually impaired. For computer users relying on screen reader technology, a visual CAPTCHA is an absolute showstopper. The screen reader cannot read the distorted characters. If it could, that would mean that another computer could also read them, and then the security measure would not be secure. Faced with a visual CAPTCHA, a blind computer user simply cannot access the services and products that the CAPTCHA is designed to protect. Are there CAPTCHA alternatives? Page 14. There are several types of alternative CAPTCHAs that can potentially be accessible to blind and visually impaired computer users. An audio CAPTCHA is just that, characters that are spoken out loud instead of being visually displayed. More and more frequently, a visual CAPTCHA will be accompanied by a link with an image of sound waves or text such as, I can't see this image. When that link is selected, it leads the user to an audible CAPTCHA. To continue the transaction, the user is supposed to listen to the CAPTCHA and type the characters into the box. As part of the structured negotiations with the American Council of the Blind, the American Foundation for the Blind, and others, Rite Aid added an effective audio CAPTCHA to its My Rite Aid process. AOL has also worked hard to develop an effective audio CAPTCHA. Unfortunately, many audible CAPTCHAs are so distorted that it is difficult, if not impossible, to ascertain the characters being spoken. Other times, it is difficult to locate the audio CAPTCHA on the page or return to the edit box where the characters are to be entered. Another type of audio CAPTCHA provides a toll-free phone number for the computer user to call and receive the characters that the user will type online. This type of CAPTCHA is being used by the credit reporting companies as part of their initiative to provide online accessible credit reports through the web at annualcreditreport.com. That initiative was the result of the structured negotiations process, and the audio CAPTCHA implementation benefited from extensive testing by users with visual impairments. There are other potentially accessible alternatives in addition to audio CAPTCHAs. Bank of America has been using a security measure known as SiteKey to provide security to its online banking services. The process involves selecting and labeling an image and choosing a password and challenge questions. Bank of America has worked on the accessibility of its website for many years as a result of the structured negotiations process spearheaded by the California Council of the Blind and other members of the blind community. More information about SiteKey is available on the web at bankofamerica.com/privacy/SiteKey/. Still other sites use a logic CAPTCHA, which asks the user to answer a question such as, how do you spell red? Page 15. What can a computer user with a visual impairment do when encountering a CAPTCHA? Each inaccessible CAPTCHA on the Internet provides an opportunity for advocacy. Website owners should be notified about any visual CAPTCHA or inaccessible CAPTCHA alternative. A record should be kept about all such contacts. If you use a web-based contact form, copy and save your message. If you phone in a complaint to a customer service number, Keep a note of the number you called, when you called it, and what was said. Ask the company to get back to you by a certain date with confirmation that the captcha will be removed or that an accessible version will be included. Websites with inaccessible captchas may be appropriate for structured negotiations. More information about structured negotiations is available at lflegal.com. A list of settlement agreements concerning accessible websites can be found at lflegal.com/category/settlements/web-accessibility-settlements/. Lainey Feingold and Linda Dardarian have represented the blind community for the past 13 years using structured negotiations advocacy. They can be reached through the website above at lf@lflegal.com or toll-free at 800-822-5000.